קודם כל נשאל את אינפו שלנו.
First of all, we'll ask our info if everything's okay. Can we start? What are we doing? We're going according to the order of questions that you prepared for us?
Yes. We have the excerpts, we have the questions, and we will reveal love within us.
Very well. Who's reading for us? Moshe?
From Baal Sulam, letter number 2. I shall advise you to evoke within you fear of the coolness of the love between us. Although the intellect denies such a depiction, think for yourself if there is a tactic by which to increase love and one does not increase it, that too is considered a flaw. It is like a person who gives a great gift to his friend. The love that appears in his heart during the act is not like the love that remains in the heart after the fact. Rather, it gradually wanes each day until the blessing of the love can be entirely forgotten. Thus, the receiver of the gift must find a tactic every day to make it new in his eyes each day. This is all our work, to display love between us each and every day.
This we need to try and do also in corporeal love and spiritual love, but in spiritual love it's a necessity. Spiritual connection needs to be strengthened every single moment. If we let go, it immediately falls and disappears. Rather, every concern needs to be for connection all the way to the level of love every single second. And only in such a way we can come to a state in which, out of the many concerns of ours, which is called that will connect between us in mutual bestowal, we will come to the revelation of the Creator between us. Please. Women. Okay, so we will continue. You see, Moshe, you're reading in a way that they don't want to ask. Oh, we do have Chile. Wonderful. Chile is my beloved group. Yes.
Shalom, amado Rab, queridas amigas. Pregunta Rab de mi decena.
Hello, beloved Rab, friends. A question from my 10. What is the best gift we can give the friends? Thank you.
To show them that I'm drawn towards them, attracted to them in connection with force, with intention, with all the forces, that I'm attracted to connect with them in order to reveal between us, in the connection between us, in that mutual tendency to reveal the Creator. That's it.
Okay, Chile?
Okay, Chile?
Gracias.
טוב, אין יותר, אז נמשיך.
All right, no more, so let's continue.
מתוך איגרת כ"ד של הרבש.
Excerpt number 2 from Rabash, letter number 24. You must awaken the heart of the friends until the flame rises by itself. As our sages said about it, when you mount the candles. By that you will be rewarded with awakening the love of the Creator upon us.
זאת אומרת, אם אני,
meaning if I am in love towards someone, in spirituality, I mean,
לחבר שלי,
towards my friend,
אז לא יכול להיות שאני לא,
then it can't be that I won't be able to awaken in him love towards me. It's impossible. It's a sign that I have not tried all the way, that I did not try all the means, and therefore I am not in it. If I relate to him with love as much as possible and want to show him my love, then it is a certainty that he will answer me. If not, let's say, then I need to turn to the Creator and ask Him. But nevertheless, after I address it, request it on my own, I come to a state where that friend will also relate to me in love. That's a law of nature. It can't be any other way. Mac 39.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Раф. У нас такой вопрос в десятке.
Hello, dear Raf. Our question from the 10 is as follows. If I feel rejection, how to annul and to perform an act in the 10 towards connection with love? Do I need to be thankful? And who do I need to show gratitude to, the friends or the Creator?
I need to thank also the friends and also the Creator. To both. If the Creator weren't to help me, I wouldn't succeed. If the friends weren't supporting me, I also wouldn't succeed. Hence, if I can implement my love towards friends and through the friends to the Creator, it's a sign that I, with my success, have merited thanks to the friends and thanks to the Creator together. And I have to be thankful to these and those. But eventually, of course, to the Creator. No more questions? Today it's something very humble. Well, we'll continue.
Excerpt number 3, Rabash, Article 30, What to Look For in the Assembly of Friends. Love of friends that is built on the basis of love of others, by which they can achieve the love of the Creator, is the opposite of what is normally considered love of friends. In other words, love of others does not mean that the friends will love me. Rather, it is I who must love the friends. For this reason, it makes no difference if the friend slanders him and must certainly hate him. Instead, a person who wishes to acquire love of others needs the correction of loving the other. Therefore, when a person makes the effort and judges him to the side of merit, it is a segula, a remedy of virtue, whereby the toil that a person makes, which is called an awakening from below, he is given strength from above to be able to love all the friends without exception.
We need to understand that the Creator arranges everything. He brings me to the group. He gives me my 10. He sorts out the relationships between us. And in such a way, we need to try and connect. Therefore, all our work, which is made up of love of others, I need to accept these friends, to receive these friends that the Creator brings me. Just like as it's written, that the Creator puts a person's hand on the good fate and says, take. Meaning the Creator brings me to the group, and I don't know why, as I met these friends and not other friends, that's not so, it doesn't make much of a difference, because altogether, I need to receive the rest, be given to me by the Creator. Therefore, what's happening is that after I come to the group, to the 10, I need to see these friends as the Creator is presenting them to me. It's like he's giving them to me on a tray. And I need to receive them, work with them, and I have no other possibility of running away from them, but rather it's truly the counsel of the Creator from above. Hence, I must invest all my forces to connect specifically with these friends. And I have no possibility of replacing them for something or for someone. No. I have to press myself until I come to love towards them. And this all comes from concessions, as I'm willing to surrender myself more and more, and it doesn't matter whether a friend is slandering me and there's someone who's disregarding me. I need to relate to it simply. It's the Creator who's giving me these conditions so that I will come to them with love despite the way they're relating to me. One is disregarding me. The other is showing that he doesn't even consider me as wise. In his eyes, I'm foolish or stupid. The third one doesn't even think that I'm worthy of him. The fourth one doesn't love me because my behavior is something that he's not accustomed to. And I try to be correct toward them and good to them. But each and every one of them rejects me in some way. I need to say the Creator is doing this, and these are not these human beings, but rather He stands behind them, and He is playing with me in such a way. And I need to receive them as my soul friends. They're parts of my soul. I must constantly think how I come closer to them, how I support them, how I arrange them as my babies, because they're parts of my soul. Therefore, there's no calculation in the way they relate to me, but rather only I examine how I relate to them, as much as possible with love.
Latin 6.
Hola, Rab. Creo que ya respondió parte de...
Hello, Rab. I think that you answered some of my question.
Que mi deseo no sea total transparente.
I am afraid.
¿Qué discernimiento tengo que hacer
to be a disturbance in my ten? What is an insight that I need to receive so that my ego will be transparent?
Try to show everyone in the ten that you're relating to them in a straight, direct heart. That's it. Give them an example of how you would like them to relate to you. In your attitude towards them, give them an example of how you would like them to relate to you. And then you will see whether you merit it or not.
Kiev 7.
Здравствуйте. Rav.
Hello. Hello, Rav. World Kli. We have a question from the 10. Tell us, please. On one hand, we reveal the greatness of the friends. On the other hand, we have to increase the love in the 10, and nevertheless, not to shut down the differences between us.
You can love one another with all the opposite discernments and all the distances between us. One has nothing to do with the other, especially when it comes to spiritual love, where we understand that we come from the Creator, one of us, who arranged things for us like that to be together, so that we will find that connection between us all the way to love, and therefore we need to execute this action. And there is no problem. We need to do it. And the fact that we are different, certainly, of course we're different. You have yet to discover how different you are. Wow, that will be still. There will be very big changes between you. And this is how it is correct. This is how it's right. The more the changes, the more the measure of love and the revelation of the Creator is possible.
Rav, hello. Question from Kiev. How to worry about the advance of the Ten and not my personal advance? What do I need to do?
Why do you need to ask these questions in place of Kiev? Let them ask. I will answer nonetheless. We need to work in the Ten and in such a way come to what we're talking about now. To love. That's it.
A question from a friend. It's very easy to love the friends like our children. But isn't it canceling my ability to make them great in my eyes?
No, I can love them like my children and with that see them as very big. Also my little child, I'm willing to pick up on my head.
Bogota.
Leonra. Tenemos una pregunta de la escena con respecto al primer extracto.
We have a question from the 10 about the first excerpt. Baal Sulam says that when we reveal the love internally, exactly in the place we received it, can you clarify this?
I don't
hear the question here.
Ese regalo primordial la primera vez que lo recibimos y que nosotros
how podemos recordar. Was this gift the first time that we received it and we can't remember it?
Moshe, I still don't understand the question. Moshe, do you understand what they're asking?
He writes in excerpt number one, as a great gift to his friend, the love that appears in his heart during the act is not like the love that remains in the heart after the fact. Gradually wanes each day. So how do we keep this strength of love so that it won't wane and cool?
Only by awakening love more and more each time. And we have no choice. Everything that is done gets diminished naturally from time to time. So we have no choice but to awaken. What is he saying? You must awaken the heart of the friends, a flame of that rises every moment. Meaning you have to make sure that the love does not chill, not cool down. So what are they asking? It's clear that it has to be that way. It's also clear to us from our regular lives that if we don't take care of the love, of the connection, of constantly increasing it and keeping it, it will disappear. Okay?
Buongiorno Rav. Per superare questo.
Hello Rav. To overcome these states of rejection.
Il libro della Torah in decina ci può essere utile?
Can reading the Torah book in the Ten help?
No, it can't help because you don't understand what's written there, and that cannot awaken in you the love. No, just the articles about the society, the Rabash social writings. That's what I would recommend for you to read.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Добрый день, Рав. Добрый день, подруги.
Good day, Rav, friends. We have two questions, if we may. First question, how to learn to manage the desires that are revealed So to over on top of them to constantly reveal new love.
Rabash.
Only what Rabash writes to us, Bala Sulam writes to us, that only if we are in a 10, only in a 10, we are trying to constantly work on those relations of connection all the way to the level of love. In such a way, we will take care of all the desires, all our qualities, and bring them to a state in which the Creator will be revealed in them.
Moscow 6.
Здравствуйте. Здравствуйте, дорогие подруги, дорогой учитель.
Hello. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот dear friends, dear teacher.
Тренировать нас вот такими помехами.
The goal of the Creator is to train us through these obstacles until we will discover that we're one desire.
Of course. Oh, we have Orenburg. Please.
Я прошу, я в первый раз, поэтому могут быть технические неполадки. Добрый вечер.
It's the first time I'm asking a question. Maybe there will be technical difficulties. Good evening, dear teacher. Good evening, dear friends. This is a huge honor to ask for the first time.
Come on, straight to the question.
Молитва должна быть из глубины сердца.
The prayer needs to be from the bottom of the heart. The entire heart has to be a deficiency, a lack. That's what you said in the lesson. How to pray from...
First, you need to try and reach connection between us, because if in the connection between us, we reveal the Creator. Discover the extent in which we are capable or not capable of being connected between us. And then to ask the Creator to give us the force of connection. As then He Himself will be revealed in that force of connection that He will build between us. So we are asking the Creator to connect us correctly. And we're doing all kinds of corporeal actions in order to show Him our willingness for connection. And He will do that form of connection, such a measure of connection in which He will be willing to be revealed. That's called the revelation of the Creator to the creature. That's how it's done. It's a simple thing. We just need to establish it correctly and begin to work on it in a consistent way.
Rav, I would like to continue the question, if I may.
Прикол пустоты — это прикол Творца. Он нас опустошает.
This state of void, emptiness, it's a state that the Creator is sending, and the prayer is also we're asking from Him, what is this circle?
You, my dear, are already all confused. You don't ask like that. You should think of it, write down your question so it'll be a clear sentence. Secondly, listen to what we're saying and you'll understand everything. For the time being, these questions are not expressed correctly. Let in one.
Rab, quiero saber cuando el creador.
Love, I would like to know when the Creator is putting in front of my eyes something that's wrong in front of a friend, but I want to love her. Can I demand from Him that I want to see her, the perfection of my friend, to demand from Him that I want to see her like He created her?
No, I need to love my friends like the Creator shows them to be. In such a way. Even if they appear to me as not good, not pretty, liars, egoists, he brought them to me, to the group, and I must love them as they are. That's it. That's called love will cover all crimes. As all the crimes in everyone are being revealed, and I nevertheless love them. How is that possible? So I'm asking you, if you had 10 children, and every single one of them is corrupted in some way, would you not love them? Or would you love them, right? Meaning love will cover all crimes. So please, in such a way, relate to the friends as well. And don't ask for them to correct themselves, or for the Creator to correct them, but rather for the Creator to correct you, to love them as they are.
Makfo.
Мы с десяткой периодически обсуждаем накопившиеся по работе.
Us in the ten sometimes we discuss questions that have to do with the work in the ten, and many times we just don't hear each other. Like everything is breaking between us. So I'm trying to make them laugh, make them happy. They all laugh, and like it's like everything is working out. Is there place for laughter in this time, or do we have to be serious? Is this called awaken the friends?
Correct. Simple answer. Anything that benefits connection is good.
Good morning, dear Rav. Good morning, friends. As a cog in the wheel, how can each friend discern when to give momentum to the turning of the wheel and when to go with the flow, both with one's heart and with one's mind?
I don't understand what you're asking.
I don't understand what you're asking. We always need to give as much strength as each of us can give in our heart and mind. That's the way I understand your question. And that's the answer.
Woman Kavkaz.
Woman Kavkaz.
Добрый вечер, дорогой Рав, и наше дорогое Кли.
Good evening, dear Rav and World Kli. Our question is this. Is there no danger when the love rises that the hate will also rise and destroy our connections?
I'm not afraid that from love we will discover hate. I'm not afraid of that. I also understand that we can't have one without the other. If sometimes we feel love or hate, and then we discover in spirituality that love and hate work together in cooperation, and by that we advance. It doesn't matter what we discover on the way, we just need to see the connection ahead of us and the connection of love as much as possible between all of us, because by that we discover the Creator. And the revelation of the Creator is the purpose of my existence. It's the reason I live. Is that clear? Okay. Moscow 19.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Приветствую всех подруг.
Hello, love. Hello, all the friends. Our tenth question is as follows. When we reach despair from our lack or inability to advance from personal efforts, then inside the heart we can still give birth to this request. But how to request for the ten?
I will answer, even though what I hear is nonsense. You can't get close to the Creator alone. You can't, to begin with, you should stop if you're trying to get closer on your own. I can't do any steps on my own. Not any step. Read the article on free choice that the Creator has placed us in the group and given us this choice. Take for yourself. Connect with the people. You need to renew the system of Adam HaRishon that was broken. You need to correct it, to fix it, according to the connection between you, and according to the connection between you, the Creator will be discovered. And it's not that I can do any effort. It's really a shame to do any of these efforts on your own, that I am doing it on my own. It doesn't help. It only ruins. All of the correction is through connection. This is all of what's written. To discover the Creator according to the connection between you. That's it. Connect and discover.
Спасибо. Вопрос был как раз как объединиться десяткой.
Thank you very much. The question was how to connect in the ten.
We learn about this all the time and how to do this, but I can't do these personal efforts to discover the Creator. It's a real waste of time. It's a waste of efforts. Nothing will come of it. It'll even do the opposite. Is that clear?
Bulgaria 2.
Okay. Bulgaria 2.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Вопрос от десятки.
Hello, Rav. The question from the ten.
Спасибо.
Can the group make an incorrect decision?
If the decisions of the group are not toward connection and love between them, then all the rest of the decisions will not be good either, be incorrect.
Moscow 18.
Moscow 18.
Москва 18.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Слышно?
Hello, Rav.
Подскажите, вот
can you hear me?
Желание отдавать в творении, в принципе, отсутствует.
The question is,
мы только играемся в него.
The desire to bestow doesn't exist in the creation. We're trying to simulate to it. Be similar to it. In the work in the tent, should we increase the desire to receive? And what does it mean, desire to receive of the tent?
We're not concerned about the will to receive or the will to bestow. We are caring for connection. Because in the will to receive and in the will to bestow, we don't have any understanding of what it is. These are spiritual discernments. We need to care only for connection between us, as internal as possible, as it's written, as one man with one heart. That's it. Don't deal with anything else.
UK.
UK.
Dear Raf, we are reading Rabash article every day at our meetings. Also, you said that we have to discuss morning lesson, workshop it. So how better shall we organize our meetings in more efficient way?
Oh, I don't know. You have an entire system here in Bnei Baruch, in English, in Hebrew, in Russian, in all the different languages. You can write to them and turn to Woman Info, and from them you'll get the answer and the direction. Okay? And now we have Woman Italy.
Salve Rav.
Hello Rav.
Volevo fare una domanda un po' simile. Noi riceviamo.
I wanted to ask a question a bit similar.
Una domanda di workshop consigliata.
We receive every day a workshop question.
Però io sento come se
recommended and article writings to read, and I feel that something is missing.
Facciamo tutto quello che ci consiglia.
To our 10 meetings. That we're not doing everything Rabash is advising us to do. What should we add to this? To add to the feeling of love between us?
add the feeling of connection. I don't have anything else to say. I can't reveal anything new to you. The moment that you start to connect between you, then you'll start to discover if there's a creator there or not, more or less, and that's all you can do. Try and understand that all of the repulsion that you have from each other is on purpose, so that above all of the disconnections between us, we will connect. This is called love covers all transgressions. We can't get to correction of the soul and discover the inner fulfillment of the Creator in any other way.
Tov, Czechoslovakia.
Czechoslovakia.
Dobrý den, Rav. Chtěla bych se zeptat, co znamená...
Hello, Rav.
...přítele. Děkuji.
What does it mean by a friend?
Buy yourself a friend means that I am doing all sorts of actions to draw them to me. I give them a gift. I relate to them nicely so that they will want to be my friend. This is called buy yourself a friend, by my exertion. That's the way it works.
No, Zichron 10.
Okay, Zichron 10.
Toda Rav Yakar. Thank you, dear Rav. We understand that to reveal love, hate is revealed. How can we explain this to the entire humanity?
We don't explain this to the whole world. First of all, let's try to advance in this ourselves so that we'll understand it. For humanity, it's early. We have a lot of material to disseminate, and this is the material that you should disseminate. We shouldn't tell humanity about what we're learning because they won't be able to accept it. To talk about love between people, they'll just think that we're crazy. Chadea 1.
Hello, hello, Rav, hello, friends. Our question is how to deal with the feeling that the 10 in my feeling is constantly far away. What is my action? What is the action I need to take to make the 10 feel closer to me in my feeling?
I don't know what to tell you. To try and always make the effort to try to get closer to all of the friends. Show them that they are important to you, that you want to be connected to them, that you want to serve your 10, and remind them that only in the 10 you can discover the Creator, and without that we'll remain as animals, and so on. And not to despair. Help each other to not be in despair from this.
Hebrew 1.
Thank you, Rav. The question is, when we in the 10, we read three times a day Rabash's writings, and this morning you mentioned the importance to talk in the 10 about everything that you are giving us in the lesson. What is the priority when we don't have more than these three times a week for 30 minutes?
I don't
know.
Woman info,
talk to woman info, talk to management so that they'll give you a summary of the morning lesson so that you'll hear what we study in the morning lesson. The first part of the lesson, sometimes it's not the first part, it could be the whole 3 hours, but the first part of the morning lesson is the most important. Because specifically there we talk about the kelim, the vessels, the tools, the qualities that we need to develop in order to discover the Creator.
This means that it's better for us to talk about what you're talking, giving to us in the morning lesson.
Yes, of course. This is an obligation for each and everyone. Otherwise, we don't advance and we don't observe, we don't keep our purpose to be the advancing group toward the revelation of the Creator to all of humanity. Peter 2.
Hello, Rav.
Besides Rabash's articles, we also read Psalms. Should we replace this reading also to Rabash's writings? It's closer to us.
Yes, it is preferable to read the articles of Rabash. But again, it doesn't come instead of the first part of the morning lesson. First of all, you need to listen to the first part of the morning lesson. After that, the articles of Rabash on society, on the group, and then Rabash articles in general, and then you can add psalms and so on. Kabu 1.
And is asking, is love of my friend is that to the Creator? Thank you.
Repeat, please.
A friend is asking, is love of my friends a submission to the Creator?
Ken,
yes. Yes, it is exactly like that. Because behind the friends is the Creator. And I'm asking you to fix your microphone. I won't let you ask again. PT
26. We have two questions. First question, we wanted to ask about all these events that are happening in the world, many events that are putting us into stress in the States and other places. What should be the correct attitude towards these states? It's pushing us to dissemination and connection in the tent, but also we're very stressed about it. What is the right attitude towards this?
We don't need to feel stressed. We need to relax all of these stresses with our mind, that all of it is coming from the Creator in order to awaken us and all of humanity to the corrected, advanced states. And that's why we are entering. We are entering this time that humanity will go through many of these states. And if we hold each other together, then according to how close we are, we will be close to the Creator too. And we won't need to be afraid of anything. Quite contrary, we will, through us, be able to pass the light, the force of bestowal, the confidence to all of the created beings. And that is our work.
The question here, Rav, is also, are we late in fulfilling our role?
Yes, and especially the women are late in this. I am serious. The women are not understanding enough where we all are. I heard here that we have 3 times a week for 30 minutes. That's not enough. That's not enough. We are in times, in such a period, that the connection that we can attain by these times together, it won't help us. We have to do it. Instead of, God forbid, if we don't advance in the good, we will be advancing by the bad.
Shabbat shalom, shalom kvod Rav.
Shabbat shalom, hello dear Rav. I'm very hopeful that we will push this topic in the Yeshivat Chavarot that's coming up. I have a question from a friend who is asking, in our 10, there's a friend who is not making the friends bigger. We give her an example, but she's not getting it, and she's creating a rejection from the friends. How do we pass on this message to her?
Patiently. Try to do so patiently and see that the work with her as part of your spiritual work. Yes.
Toronto 1.
Toronto 1.
Thank you for taking my question, Rav. My question is in relation to your guidance in the morning lesson to discuss in the 10, how to realize the morning lesson. Some of us in our 10 are very serious about following your direction. My question is it possible for the friends in the 10, meaning those who attend the morning lesson daily and participate in the lesson summary, able to realize the morning lesson without the guest? The guests, meaning those that you have described, are those in the 10 that participate infrequently. How can we rise to this realization as a 10 together?
It's clear to me what you're asking. You can't open everything up here right now. I don't know what to tell you, and I'm not giving you an answer. But we have to nonetheless try to take from the morning lessons that we're going through, that I am giving for about 8 months now, if not longer. From about Passover until today, each morning lesson starts with the first part of the lesson with me, where I give the new discernments for connection, for advancement, for spirituality, that lesson is necessary for each and every one. The lesson is an hour and a half. It's a lot, but try to take from there the essence of it. Ask from the management team, try to do it yourself. Does it exist, Moshe? The selected excerpts, yes. Moshe, yes, we have these selected excerpts, we have it written, we have it as video excerpts. In short, you need to ask where it's found. You have the info that'll prepare it for you, and you will see. But without the material that I give in the beginning of the lesson, we won't be able to advance. That's the way I think it is. Woman info.
Continuing your guidance, that's very important. The tens will meet a few times a day, three times a week isn't enough if there are such cases. We have this question that's coming many times. We would like to ask you, once a week there's a meeting where all the women of the world clear are together, and it's right after the lesson on Saturday, the lesson with you. We have 45 minutes together. We would like to ask, what is the best way to use this time? Thank you.
It's once a week that you gather to awaken each other. There's no study here. It's to warm yourselves up, that you show everyone how great the society is, how warm the society is, how strong the society is, and everyone gets strength from it. Nothing more than that. You're not studying from it. I'm talking about study. The study that we do in the first part of the lesson for 8 months now. Let's say at least 8 months. And you need to study all of these lessons. Not all of them, but take the excerpts as much as possible and advance to the correction of the creation. And you can't do it without that. If you do it 3 times a week, even if you do it 3 times a day, nothing can come of it if you're not studying from the first part of the morning lesson. And talk about the connection between you as much as possible with warmth, with an inclination towards connection, at least once a day. I don't think it's impossible. I don't understand this as being impossible. With all of the means of communication that we have, with all of the lockdowns that we have all over the world, I don't think it's impossible. It's just a lack of importance. That's what I see.
To mention that material is sent to friends from the morning lesson, workshop questions are being sent about what you say. We try all the time to direct yourself according to what you're guiding us, and we will continue and help all the friends.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Kazakhstan.
Микрофон, Наташа, микрофон.
Так, всем добрый вечер. Меня слышно?
Да, да.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Правильно ли я поступаю, когда...
My question is this. Do I act correctly when I was offended by a friend from the group, I pass it on to self-annulment? To both not to suffer, not to think bad things about the friends, and also only see it as an act of the Creator.
According to how hurt you feel from the attitude of the friend to you, try to turn this into love and show her that you love her despite the way that she relates to you supposedly badly. Understand that it's the Creator playing with you and not the friend. Spain won.
Shalom, querido Rav.
Hello, dear Rav.
Ha sido constante las clases matinales en las que usted ha estado hablando sobre anulación.
It's constant throughout the morning lessons that you spoke about annulment. It's obvious to me that in the connection with the friends, the annulment has to be the greatness of the friends because the Creator created them. But how can I distinguish between annulment and submission?
It
doesn't matter. It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Moscow 18. Moscow 18.
Moscow 18.
Раф, возник вопрос от десятки, я зачитаю.
There's a question from the 10, I will read it. We are now deepening in studying the Torah. Maybe together with the Torah, we will also study Zohar.
Не надо вам никаких глав Торы, никаких глав Зоар.
It won't add anything, it will just ruin. You won't understand what's going on in this Torah or in Zohar. Just study what we're studying in the lesson. That's it. You don't get into any of this. You don't have any connection between you. So what are you talking about to study Zohar? Zohar you study from connection. From our ability to connect, and from the connection, from learning Zohar, we're able to start to feel it from the connection. But if we're just studying it, it won't help us in any way. And more than Zohar, you want more and more. Just study the first part of the morning lesson, the first part of the lesson, and the connection between us. We don't need anything else. And for you to have time for this, okay? PT3.
My question is, can we add another women's lesson?
No. You need to talk yourselves and study yourselves. What am I answering now? I answered one question so far, that we need to study the first part of the lesson, of the morning lesson, and to find time for it in the day. And despite the friends behaving this way or that way, I need to love them back. Those are the three things. That's what I've answered throughout this whole hour. What do you need another hour for? To hear the same questions again? Each week we repeat the same questions. PT
38.
Hello, Rav. Is there something that we can or we should do in our state as a 10 to strengthen the entire society in the points that you mentioned?
Like we said, PT 2.
Thank you, Rav. Where does the strength to turn to the 10 come to in states of forgetfulness, desperation that are all from the Creator? It seems that also the Creator is giving the strength to the actual turning to the 10. So where do we get this force from?
From the environment. Read the articles of Rabash on the environment and you'll find it there. If I fall, only the environment can hold me. They can throw a rope or a lifesaver, and by that we will advance. Only in that way. Okay?
Chile.
All right, Chile.
Chile.
Patricia, ¿estás muteada?
Tov.
All right, we don't have time. We're ending the lesson, and I'll see you next week. Fix your microphones. Learn how to speak. And put together your questions ahead of time. And let's hear info, and I'll say goodbye to everyone. Info, please.
Yes, thank you very much, dear Rav. Thank you, Moshe, for your reading of the excerpts. Dear friends, we're now continuing to the World Yeshivat Chaverot with Toronto and Lita in the subject, Revealing Love Between Us Through Game. And, of course, we're not forgetting to summarize the lesson in the 10 and to make a work program towards the week, to be in the morning lesson, in the 10 meetings, and in dissemination. Thank you very much. We continue.
May I stay and watch, Judith?
Ken? Toda. Bye.
Bye. Yes, thank you. Goodbye.
שחררי את השליטה, שחררי את הכבלים, ואחרי הנחיתה אולי תרגישי מה נעים שתחשבי על אנשים, תחשבי על העבר, אל תתפתי לדיבורים שעושים את זה נורא, ותחשבי שמח, וזה מה שקורה לך באמת, תחשבי שמח.
שלא משרתים אותך יותר פעם 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 ואם קשה לך לפעמים אז תתני לי לדבר את מחלקת הצעות פעם 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 לכל המשתתפים פעם 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 אולי תתני לרגשות
שחררו שמח